We are in Simin Vav, who's been discussing the halachas of Asher Yatzar, Al Netilas Yadayim, the Brach of Al Netilas Yadayim, and we are now up to Sif Gimel. We'll be doing Sif Gimel and Dalet today. Sif Gimel deals with the Brach of Elokai Neshama, and the Shulchan Aruch is puzzled by the fact that it does not begin with Baruch, it's a Brach. So the Shulchan Aruch explains that as it being a Birkas Hoda'ah, a bracha of praise, a bracha where you are expressing thanks to Hashem. Such a bracha does not have to begin with Baruch. The Mishneh Brura brings down from many, including the Gra, that really the bracha of Elokai Neshama should begin with Baruch. The reason it doesn't begin with Baruch is because it was established to be said right after Asher Yatzar. So that this is what is known as a bracha hasmucha lechaverta, a bracha that it comes adjacent to another bracha. Because of that, it does not need to begin with bracha. Probably the best example of that is Shmone Esrei. The first bracha of Shmone Esrei begins with Baruch Atah. Every other bracha in Shmone Esrei does not begin with Baruch because it is samuch to the bracha before it. Every bracha ends with Baruch Atah Hashem. The next one is a bracha hasmucha lechaverta. Consequently, the Mishneh Berurah says that it is ideal that a person see to it that his Elokai Neshama actually be a bracha smucha lechaverta, and that you say the bracha of Elokai Neshama right after Asher Yatzar. He says, Nachon lizor bazel lechatchila. The order of the brachas in the Siddur was not that way. That was not the Minhag Yisrael. But he says, Nachon lizor bazel lechatchila. Lechatchila, you should say Elokai Neshama after Asher Yatzar in order to make it into a bracha smucha lechaverta. There is a discussion in the Mishneh Berurah of somebody that did not say the bracha of Elokai Neshama and has already davened Shmone Esrei. So the Pri Chadosh was Mechadesh that one could not say the bracha anymore because it was covered by the bracha of Mechaya Mesim. The bracha of Mechaya Mesim is really stating pretty much the same thing as Elokai Neshama. Whereas the Shari Tshuva disagrees with that. And lahalacha, the way the Mishneh Berurah comes out, in many achronim, is that if somebody knew at the time he was saying Shmone Esrei, he at the back of his mind knew that he was going to still say the bracha of Elokai Neshama, then he can say the bracha of Elokai Neshama. It's only if he didn't expect to say the bracha of Elokai Neshama that Mechaya HaMesim will cover it. But if he expected to say it, then he does not have to worry, he could say Elokai Neshama even after having said the bracha of Mechaya Mesim in Shmone Esrei. Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet is talking about a minhag where there were those who would come to shul. One person would say Birkas HaShachar, all the Birkas HaShachar. Then someone else would get up and say all the Birkas HaShachar. And someone else would say all the Birkas HaShachar. And everybody would be answering Ameh. Says the Mechaber that that's all right. Why is this not a bracha of Atala? Because nobody is motzi anybody else. They're just saying the brachas out loud in order for people to answer Amen. Because there is this inyan that will be discussed at a different point. There's this inyan of having 90 Amenim, Tzadik Amenim, 90 Amens every single day. So you give the opportunity for people to answer Amen by going through the Birkas HaShachar, and this way everybody can answer. So this is not a brachal of Atola, and it is Mutter. Now, what about being motzi someone with Birkas HaShachar? Can the Shliach Tzibur, if he wants to, can he say Birkas HaShachar and everyone else be silent and be Yotzi with him? So the halach is as follows. The Mishneh Berurah brings down the Levush, who says that Birkas HaShachar have the same halachas as Tefillah. The halach is that one is not to be motzi another person in Tefillah unless there's a minion there. Chazal were metakin the union of a Shliach Tzibur in Tefillah, whereby only if there's a minion can you be motzi someone else. Therefore, the Levush says that the same goes for Birkas HaShachar. We do not look at them just as brachas. We look at the Birkas HaShachar as part of tefillah. And as a result of it, you can only be motzi an entire minion. To that, the Prima Gadim adds, this halacha is only true when the person can make the bracha himself. Let's say someone is an Eino Baki. Eino Baki means he doesn't know how to make brachas. Or say, the person does not know if he's allowed to make the bracha. There will be cases of people that have a suffix if they can make the Birkas HaShachar. There the halachi is even without a minyan, you could be motzi somebody else. Now this is going to be very important In the case of, say, someone who was up all night, where there are certain brachas that he cannot make, and he can have someone else being motzi him, so there will really be a difference between whether or not there's a minyan there. Say, for example, Shavuos morning. Shavuos morning, where everyone was up, and then someone comes to shul who slept, and is motzi everyone with the Birkas HaShachar. Because there's a minyan there, he could be motzi everybody with all of the Birkas HaShachar. However, what happens if you don't have a minyan? There's a private individual who is being motzi somebody else with the Birkas HaShachar. There, you better learn the halachas of what brachas someone who stays up all night cannot say. Because the brachas that he could say, for that he's a baki. Because he's a baki, the other person cannot be motzi him without a minyan. Perhaps if someone doesn't know which brachas he could or couldn't say, perhaps someone can claim that he is an eino baki. What you should do is learn the halachas. If you're not having a minyan present, then have the person that slept be motzi you with the brachas that are necessary for you to be yotze with, whereas the brachas that you can say yourself, you should be saying yourself, because we hold that Birkas HaShachar as the halacha of tefillah.